summertime, and we noticed that the just like in the previous exercises, the pattern is the same for the right hand picking, and it strings 4, 3, 2, 1, 2, 3. And so basically, you just play that pattern over and over to get it to just so that the right hand knows what it's doing. Certainly, this is an easier pattern because there's no string skipping. The metronome setting I happen to choose is 68 beats per minute for right now. So just to practice for this, you would go 1, 2, 3, and you just play bar 1. Over and over until the right hand is comfortable doing that. Which is a pretty easy pattern. And then you'll see that in the rest of it is just moving the left hand on the third and fourth strings like that, you know. And for fingerings, in the first bar you have fourth string fret 2, third string fret 1. I would use fingers 1 and 2 for that. In the next bar you have frets 4 and 2. So fret 4 of the 4th string, I would play that with finger 3. So 4th string, 4th fret, play that with finger 3. Alright, so I'm at 4th string, 4th fret, 3rd finger. This is, we're in bar 2 of this lesson number 9, summertime. And then the other note is played by finger 1. This is 3rd string, fret 2, played with finger 1. Alright? And so that second bar would sound like. And you do that over and over until you're comfortable. And then the third bar, you move it, you move that whole business up 2 frets. So now, finger 3 is on 4th string, 6th fret. And finger 1 is on 4th string, 4th fret. And it sounds like. Those notes sound the same even though they're fretted on different positions. So again, just to review that third bar, this is third finger, fourth string, sixth fret, and the note sounds like this. Yes, and by the way, just a word about navigating the how to know what fret you're on. Most guitars have their dots at fret 3, 5, 7, 9, and 12. Some guitars don't have a dot on fret 3, so it's only 5, 7, 9, and 12. But my guitar happens to have 3, 5, 7, 9, and 12. So when you're looking for 6th fret, you're in between the kind of the 3rd and 4th, 2nd and 3rd dots, like that. Basically between frets 5 and 7 is fret 6. And so that particular bar, again, we're on the third bar, it sounds like 4th string, 6th fret played by finger 3, 3rd string, 4th fret played by finger 1, and it sounds like. Notice that 2 out of the 4 notes of that sound the same even though they're played on different frets. 3rd string, 4th fret is the same as 2nd string open. So it's going to sound like. Ah. So don't let that throw you. I'm going to review bar 1 again. It goes fingers 1 and 2. 1, 2, 3, 4. You can do it a few times in a row. And then when you go to the next bar, it's going to be with fingers 3 and 1. So now you're at 4th string, 4th fret with finger 3, and 3rd string, 2nd fret with finger 1, and it sounds like. And do that a few times in a row just to get used to it. And then, when you go to the third bar, you just take the whole hand up 2 frets, exactly the same fingering, fingers 3 and 1, but now you're on frets 6 and 4, so. you can do that a few times around. And then when you go back to the next bar, the fourth bar of the song, you're going to go down 2 frets. So same business, still 3 frets, I mean fingers 3 and 1. But now you're at the 4th and 2nd frets. And then finally, you're back to where you start. So demonstrating all the way, the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 bars. So all the way up to the 2nd line, 2nd measure, if you will. 2, 3, 4. Up a whole step, 2 frets. Then down a whole step. And then down back to where you were. To that point, you're making serious progress. So we'll pause there and have you practice that. By the way, if you're having trouble getting those, let's say if you're in bar 2 and you're having trouble getting that 3rd string to ring, it's a common problem that the 3rd finger's in the way of the 3rd string. So you get a sound like that. Then I'm going to give you an exercise whereby you can remember this. So you keep your thumb behind the neck and you imagine that there's strings 7, 8, 9 all the way at near, you know, towards your face. We call it the bottom of the guitar because it goes by pitch. You know, the top string is the 1st string, the thinnest string. The lowest string, the 6th string, is the thickest one, but it's also closest to our face. So sometimes people think that's the 1st string. This is actually the 6th string. But if you imagine that there are strings 7, 8, 9, in order to be able to play those, you would have to take your wrist well forward. So imagine your fingers are playing above, physically above the guitar. Look at how far your wrist has to come forward. With that in mind, now when you go back to the 4th string, now you can play that string with quite an arch in your finger. So the exercise I'm going to give you is if you take your this also reminds you not to keep your guitar too far forward, the guitar neck too far away from your body. It also reminds you not to keep the guitar slanted towards, like slanting back towards your face so that you could see it. Keep your guitar up, straight up and down, and if you can't see, just lean over. So it reminds you of all those things. But mostly it reminds you to keep the thumb back and the wrist forward. So if you go to 3rd string, if you go to 4th string, 5th fret with the 3rd finger, and then play not only that note, but the 3rd string open. Now you have 2 notes that sound the same. And they should both ring out clearly. If your sound is more like this, and that 2nd note isn't ringing out clearly, that simply means you have to bring your wrist forward more, and you have to go on fingertip more, so that the flesh of finger 3 isn't touching string number 3. And you do that back and forth, and you might even bring the 3rd finger down to different frets, like a couple of different frets that would sound good is fret 4. So first you're at fret 5, and you're playing, again, string number 4, fret 5, finger number 3, and the open 3rd string. But then you can move the 3rd finger down to the 4th fret. And then back again. Out clearly, then and only then can you go back and play bar 2 where it goes like that. Okay, so assuming that you have that you're able to go all the way to the 5th bar, the actually the next two bars, next three bars, is mostly the same thing. That takes you all the way to line 3, fret 2, which is where new stuff starts to come in. So if you see where I'm at, yeah. Third line, second bar, takes you all the way to the 11th fret. Now it's going to be, again, with fingers 3 and 1, finger 4 goes on the 11th fret, 4th string, it sounds like this, and finger 3 goes on the 9th fret with finger 1 goes on the 9th fret on string 3. So those two notes sound like this, and the whole bar right there sounds like... That's what it's going to sound like. And it sounds quite pretty, doesn't it? Like that. And you'll also find that two of those notes are the same. So don't let that throw you off. The one played by fret 9, finger 1, string 3 is the same as the top string open. So that's going to sound the same. So don't let that throw you. Next, after that, you move to fret 9 and 8. You're going to move to finger 2 and 3. You don't have to use the fingers, I suggest, but that's what I would recommend. So you moved from fingers 3 and 1 to 3 and 2. So again, go back to fret 11, fingers 3 and 1 on fret 11 and 9. And again, 11 is right behind the two dots. Good, and it sounds like that. And then you take finger 3 and go down 2 frets. So you're at the 9th fret, 4th string. Lift off finger 1 and put 2 down on the 3rd string at fret 8, and it'll sound like this. You might want to practice just that part, fret 11 and 9. And then go back to, again, with the first one is with fingers 3 and 1. And the second one is with fingers 3 and 2. So practice just that part. This is going to be very rewarding for you. This is a very beautiful exercise. All right, so we practice going from 11 and 9 to 9 and 8. And this is, the next bar is 7 and 6, so all you really do is go down 2 frets from where you are. You're at 9 and 8 with fingers 3 and 2. So you just go down 2 frets. Very pretty, right? And that's all the new stuff. The rest is stuff you've seen already. The 4th line of the song is back to... You've seen that before with fingers 3 and 1. Then you're down a whole step. You're back where you started. So I'm going to demonstrate the entire thing. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm just going to do it a little faster, well, quite a bit faster. This is something you have to look forward to, and you'll be able to play this, you know, obviously for the rest of your life. It sounds good on its own. fun.